Blog Talk Radio.
I am grateful for the things you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victory we won. I could go on about your words. Because I'm so grateful to know you, Lord. Falling from my heart are the issues of my heart. In gratefulness, I am grateful for the things that you have done. Lord, I'm grateful for the victory we won. And I can go on and on and on and on about your word, because I am grateful to know you, Lord, falling from my heart are the issues of my heart. Is gratefulness. Gratefulness, falling from my heart, for the issues of my heart, is gratefulness. Everybody ought to say gratefulness. Gratefulness. Everybody ought to say gratefulness. Gratefulness. When I look back over my life, gratefulness. 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 Everybody ought to say gratefulness, gratefulness. Early this morning, you ought to say gratefulness, gratefulness, gratefulness. You're clothed in your right mind, gratefulness. Oh, gratefulness. Yes, gratefulness falling from my heart. For the issues of my heart is gratefulness, gratefulness. How can I say thanks for all the things you have done? Things so undeserved. Yes, you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all. Oh Lord, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory, yeah. To God be the glory for all of the things He has done. How can I say thanks? Oh my God. For all the things He has done for me. Think about it. Think about it. Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million cannot express my gratitude. All that I am, I ever hope to be. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. to God be the glory, while all of the things, for all of the things He has done. With His love, He has saved. With His blood, He has raised me. To God be the glory for all of the things He has done. Now let me live my life. I just want to live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to be. Oh God, any of my gain, in praise, Lord, let it go, oh, to Thee. To God be the glory. To God glory, to God be the glory, all of the things, for all of the things, yes, Lord. For all of the things He alone, He has done. Amen, amen, amen. It's all right to say amen. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're worthy of all of the praise, God. Pray you're worthy of all the glory and all of the honor, Father God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen, amen. Praise God. Oh, God, we are so delighted to have you come and take part with us. Oh, 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 oh. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Oh, come in, stay in. Oh, just be it our midst. Take over, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That no flesh be glorified. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Oh, my God, that you will get all my Father, will get all of the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries are reaching out. Amen. We're reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, to the hurting, lonely. Oh, my God. Somebody may feel, amen, amen, lost this evening. Hallelujah, I want you to know, hallelujah. You don't have to stay that way. Hallelujah, you may feel like an outcast, but I come to tell you, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God, have no respect. Oh, come to Jesus, come to that fountain, hallelujah, 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 come and drink that water, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, that only Jesus can give, that will quench our thirst, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, reaching out, as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen. In John chapter 4, read the story. Oh, my God, my God. God know that there's a need. He know what your need is this evening. He know what you what are the cares that is wearing you down. He know that the cares sometimes we don't understand. We can't yield the significance of how we just can cast these things off. Hallelujah. How can we just, just turn from these. Like, oh, God, you told us, hallelujah, Jesus said it in his word, and my yoke is easy. Cast them up on me. He said, I'll make your burden light. Yes, it's heavy. It's going to get heavy sometimes. Hallelujah, but Jesus had a bush on that. He said, I'll make your burden light. Yes, and he said, I'll make your yoke wearing easy. My God, my God. We're going to cast it on him today. We're going to cast whatever is going on in our bodies, in our minds, in our whatever affects us, we just don't give it to him because he knows that he's able. Amen. What I love about him the most, he is willing, hallelujah, to fix it. Amen. And right now, we're going to be in the hands of minister, offered, amen, as he come before us with whatever the God give him to share with us. Amen, amen, at this time. Hallelujah. Once again, I say good evening. God bless you all. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Worthy me, I will follow. Worthy me, I will follow.
Glory.
I'll go with him. With him all the way. Lord, I thank you for watching over me as I snored and slept on this night. But Lord, you blessed me to wake up this morning, find myself clothed in my right mind, knowing who I was and what I was. Oh, Lord, I thank you that our home was still at a normal temperature, Lord. We didn't wake up underwater. We didn't wake up in no hot fire. But Lord, we blessed wake the Lord in your name. He's blessed than all of us, we ask. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God for my wife tonight and to all throughout the world. But he'll be blessed. In Jesus' name. Tonight, I would just like to share just a few verses in the becoming of how God is impossible. Now we find here.
Will you give me the devotional scripture and then we'll come back to the message?
Okay, our devotional scripture tonight is going to be from the creator, Genesis 1 through 6.
Okay. We'll come back to me.
But the devotional tonight is He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was out void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness was he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let there be a dividing in there from the water. And verse 1 through 6, tonight I will, nothing is impossible with God. Our subject tonight is nothing impossible for God.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, dear God. We thank you for your love and tender mercies. We thank you for being with us, oh God. We thank you, oh God. not only meeting us here, but beating us here, oh God. You are already here, oh God. And, oh God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and one that has come, oh Father God, to share with us on today. Lord God, oh God, just keep us and fill us down on today, oh Father God. Just help us on this Thanksgiving time, on this day. Oh God, let's just be grateful, oh God, just to reach out and just tell you how grateful we are. I'm sure we can all look back over our lives, oh God, even just this morning, the fact that we woke up closing our right mind with a reasonable portion of death. Oh God, and have made it this far through the day. We just got to give you thanks. Hallelujah. We got to give you praise and glory. Oh God, we love you. We love you. We love you. And we just ask that you bless throughout the universe, oh God. He'll save and deliver, Lord God. Yes, yes, Father, everywhere, oh Father God. Men and women walking in darkness, oh Father God. Illuminate your minds, oh God. Break your hearts, God, and change the wheels, oh Father God. Let them come running, oh my son, and the most shy. Saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, and we'll give you glory. We'll give you honor. Bless the speaker that's going to come forward today, oh Father God. Bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus with a word, oh Father God. Oh God, that will saturate our hearts and give us a desire to run on. Run on a little while longer. Hold on a little while longer. Sing on a little while longer. Oh, whatever the situation is, help us, oh God. Go through your word, oh Father God, and we'll give you glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. We thank you for the man of God that read the scriptures, oh Father God. He'll be coming back with the word, oh Father God. We ask that you, oh God, to keep his mind, keep his heart, keep him up, oh God. Let him run on, oh Father God. Let him run his race with patience, oh Father God. Oh God, I just thank you for him, oh God. And we honor him tonight as he come forth with his word, oh Father God. And with your word tonight, oh God. Yes, each and every one that will come forth on this line, oh Father God. I know, God, that you had already directed their hearts and their minds, oh Father God, and we'll be grateful to give you all of the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Me, I will follow where he leads. Me, I will follow. Oh, yes, I go with him. Anybody with it? I go with him. Oh, I'm going to ask you, I put the Peggy Barnes on the line. Sister Peggy Barnes on the line.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I'm on mute. Yes, ma'am.
We're going to let Sister Peggy Barnes come along now and bless us. And after Sister Peggy Barnes come forward, we're going to be in the hands of our speaker, Minister Alford. Amen. And then we'll come back. Amen. Come forward, my sister.
I prepared myself today. Thank God for being on the line with Sister Faye and Minister Alford. I thank God for Jesus, how he's been so good to me and good to my friends and good to the people of God. You know, we trust and have faith in him. He'll carry us through whatever we're going through in life. You know, I just praise God for the children, and I thank God how he blessed, I'm not organized today, how he blessed the kids to be on the line and sing the praises to the Lord. And I tell you, we have to sing to God, you know, and bless him. We have to know that he's there for us. So I just want to sing a few little verses. This is a song that I don't have no song. I don't have nothing prepared tonight. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yeah, yeah. Jesus loves me. Yeah, Jesus loves. He loves me. For the Bible tells me so. On the word. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Oh, thank you, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, for being
yes,
so
Lord.
Good to us, oh God. Lord, we
thank
love you, oh God. We love
thank
you tonight,
you.
Oh God. We love you, Lord, because you've been so good to us. Oh,
yes,
God, you provide for us, oh God. Lord, you protect us, oh God, from the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes.
God, hallelujah, we trust you, oh God. We have faith in
yes.
you, God, that you're going to
yes.
work things out, whatever we're going through in life, oh, God.
Yes.
Lord, we
yes.
thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to, hallelujah, go ahead of us, Lord. Go ahead of us, Lord. Make the way, oh, God, clear, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we have to be, actually, I know we trust you, oh, God, that you're going to work out the things for us, oh, God. We need to be worked out in our lives, oh God. We ask you to bless, oh God, the children, oh God. Bless them, Lord. Lord, bless them, oh God. In the tender hearts, oh God. The tender minds, oh God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, go along with them, oh God. Go before them, Lord. Make the way clear, Lord. Bless them and protect them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we hallelujah forever, Lord. We forever, oh God, put our faith and trust in you, Lord. That you're going to do it for us, Lord. We ask you to bless and thank. We ask you to bless and we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
in Jesus' name. Now you're going to be in the hands of Minister LC Alford. God bless.
Good evening, to everyone tonight. I would just like to have a few words taken from the book of Luke. Begin at Luke 1, begin at verse 5. I would like to share a couple of verses there to move on. Verse 5, it says, "And there was in the day of Hiram, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the coast of Abraham, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both before God walking in all his commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless, and they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest of the priest before God in the order of his court, according to the custom of the priest of office, his lot was to burn insects when he
went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. And there appointed unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for the prayer is heard, and the wife Elizabeth shall bring thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." The point of my message tonight is nothing is impossible for God.
Oh my God.
Nothing is impossible for God. Now we all learned that. It said that and they shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his date, at birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Eli, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedience to the wisdom of the justice, to make ready a people and prepare for the Lord. Now, we know tonight to see that how God can do miracles that no one else can. Zacharias had a doubt within his mind saying that there's no way that my wife and I can bring forth a child, and we all, but God made it possible. God made it possible. Now, not only that, but let's listen to this right here. Now, he prepared her to bring forth a son named John. Now, look what David's doing here. And in the 26th verse of that chapter 1, it says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city called Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin exposed to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that this highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are those among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in their mind with minor of solution, this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for there has found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus. Now, you see how God works things.
Right.
You see how God does. I mean, he prepared a forerunner. 6 months later, there comes Jesus.
Nothing.
Ain't that a blessing? Nothing is impossible.
Oh,
for God.
My God, my God.
I'm just going to say it like this. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for giving me with the word. And if I say the same, if he don't do nothing else for me, he's done enough.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for this. I'm going to turn this service back into the hands of my beloved wife. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for that word. There is nothing, it is nothing impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. What we just telling us, we just got to trust him. We just got to trust him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When Zechariah doubted, because he doubted, amen, then the Lord took his speech from him, and he couldn't speak until after the child was born. Amen. Amen. We better look. Amen. We better take inventory. We better look. We better look out. We better search ourselves. Maybe some things going on in our lives because it got a hold on us, got a bearing on us. Amen. So we can't move, can't operate the way we would operate if we hadn't doubt, if we don't have doubt in our life. Amen. Let us, let us take inventory and let us confess and repent. Amen, amen. So the longer we don't know when that birth is pregnant in us is gonna come to birth. Amen. Maybe longer than 9 month pregnancy. Amen. She had a physical birth, but we got a spiritual birth. Amen. So he's gonna keep us there until we get that doubt out of our mind, out of our hearts. We gotta let go and let God. I mean, I that's what I got from this message tonight. I'm gonna take inventory on myself and see if there's anything, amen, that I'm doubting and it's got me in an entrapment until I repent or confess it. Amen. No, amen. Amen, amen, amen. God wants the best for us. He wants all of the best for us. Amen, amen. He wants us to be whole, sound. Amen, amen. We thank him for that. We thank you, Father God, for minister offer. We ask that you just pour back into him, Lord God. He was obedient, oh Father God. And he gave out what you had given him, oh Father God. And I pray that each and every one was blessed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank
amen.
You, minister offer. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we're going to move on, amen, in the children's corner. We're going to find out, do we have any youth on the line today? Do we have any youth on the line today? Amen. We don't have any youth. We're not going to tarry long. We're just going to ask, do we have any youth on the line? And if we do, you announce yourself and come forward. If not, we are going to go right ahead on and we thank Minister Mother Peggy Bowens already who have come forward. Amen, amen. And we're going to be praying for Minister Sharon from Mercy Ministry. She's on mute today. Amen. She don't feel well, but we just pray God by now she's feeling all right. Amen, amen. And we're just going to believe God. Hallelujah, that he's going to make everything all right for her. Amen. If there be anyone else, and we
amen.
Have others that be on mute, we stay on mute. If there's any situation, amen, amen, we give it to God right now. Oh, we lift it up to him right now in Jesus' name. And we just going to give him all of the thanks, the honors, and praise as we move forward, amen. Okay, who are the adults that we have on the line that would like to make a presentation?
Mother Wynn.
Master
Richardson.
All right. All right. All right. Amen.
All right. Amen.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, Mother Smith. I already said your name, but I thought you were the second one on the line. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I got Mother Regina, Mother Wynn, and Minister Richardson. Anyone else? Ma'am?
Brenda, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna come in that order. We're gonna start with Minister Mother Regina, and then Mother Wynn, and then Minister Richardson. Amen. And Minister Richardson was the first one on the line, but I thought she was gonna be on me. But I praise God, she's ready to come forward. Amen, amen. So come in that order.
Is it my time to talk?
Yes, ma'am. Mother Regina.
Oh, okay. Good evening, everyone. I just thank the Lord for being on here today. And I just want to read a couple of verses of scripture coming from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. At 13, starting at the 13th verse. Let me start at the 12th verse. And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayers and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. So I read the 7th chapter, the 12th through the 14th verse. And truly, if the people, like to say, if the people would turn from their wicked ways and come back. So since the virus, I don't know, people are just not coming to church. Well, I know up this way, they're not coming to church like they were before. They just, but when we look at the ball games, it's just a whole sea of people. But it just, they're not coming out to churches. And we truly got to pray because we can, as we can see, the things are not getting any better.
Amen. So
we just have to pray and pray and pray, and especially for our young people. And all we can do is pray, talk to them and pray for them. And the Lord, have mercy on them. Have mercy on us all.
Jesus.
I just want to say a prayer. Father God, we thank you this evening. We thank you, Father God, for carrying us through this day. And Father God, we thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And then we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, we need you every second of the day. Because we can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just ask you to go along with us and stand by us, Father God. Strengthen us all where we are weak and build us up where we are toned down. Please prop us on every leaning side, Lord. Father God, remember sick and shut in everywhere. Father God, and the Marie family, Father God, I'm going to pray for the Haywood family, Father God. Oh, Father God, I have two nieces that's sick, but one of them is really, she's really in a bad way, Father God. Her name is Louise Calimo. And Father God, we're just asking you to keep her. Father God, whatever that is that bothers her so, Father God, we know you are a healer, and we know you can. So please go with her and Hattie, her sister. They both, and my daughter. They all kind of got like the same problem. So, Father God, please touch them all in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, we know you can.
Yes.
Father God. And we just leaning and depending on you. Father God, we just thank you, we love you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mother Regina. Amen. Mother Wynn.
Amen. We thank God for the children, even though they're not on the line today. And we thank God for each and every one of you that's coming today to offer whatever the Lord has given you. Thank God for the speaker earlier. And it's not his will that any of us would be lost, but Jesus opened that door for us and made ways for us that we don't have to be lost. It's by choice.
And I said,
yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loved me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Let the ones down here below. We are weak, but thou art strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved us. For the Bible tells me so. Amen. God loves us. Amen. And he won't withhold no good thing from us. And I'm going to read it. This one little scripture here is coming from Matthew 19 and 13. Jesus is concerned about us all. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked him. The disciples wanted to turn the little children away. But look what Jesus said. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. God is concerned about children, amen, as well as he is adults. And we have to teach our children about the love of God and that God cares about them, and that with so many children is losing their lives these days, but they don't have to perish, amen, because God loves them, and we have to teach them the word of God, that they will know who God is and have a mind and a will to live for him. Amen. God bless you. That is my presentation. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Lynn. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Minister Sharon, did you want to come forward?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I will be reading Psalms 106, the first five verses. Then I will say a prayer for God to bless each and every one that's on the line. Verse 1 reads as follows. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Verse 3, praise are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Verse 4, remember me, O Lord, with thy favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thou salvation. Verse 5 and last, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. God, we have been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him, Father. Father God, I ask you to bless each and everyone that's on this line, Lord God. Bless their family and friends in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered with your precious love in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I thank you for Sister Zeta and her husband, Brother LC. Lord God, I thank you for keeping them blessed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless Minister Vivian, Lord God. Bless her family in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I lift up Israel to you, O God. Father God, I ask you to bless them, Lord God. And you know when to stop this war, Lord God. For everything should come to pass of your word, Lord God. And we just thank you for being with us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And these blessings and others, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Minister Mims, come forward. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone that's on this line in the name of Jesus and their families and their friends and their neighbors, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you. We know, Lord, that whatever we're going through in our lives, we know there's nothing too impossible that you cannot do. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We just lift everything up to you, Lord. To you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just don't want to thank you because it's Thanksgiving, Lord. We want to thank you every day, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you, Lord. For whatever, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for clothes on our back and food on our table, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you for it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for watching over my pastor, Father, Kenneth Stratton, the man of God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the word that my brother brought, Brother Alpha brought, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and his wife, oh, Lord. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for the children, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the mothers are so still and still in the word into their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the strength that you give us each and every day, Lord. There's so much going on in this world, Father. But we know that you are there to see us through it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word, Father, once again, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you for everything, Father. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you, Father. We keep on thanking you, Lord. Keep on praying to you, no matter what it look like or seem like, Father. In the name of Jesus, like I said, there's nothing too impossible that you cannot do, Father. You can fix it, Father. You fix everything, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory, Father. That you're watching over, Father, the people in the street that's gone, that whatever going on in these streets, Father, in the name of Jesus, so much going on in the streets, Father, but we ask you, Father, to watch over them, Father, in the name of Jesus, watch over all of the bereaved families, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I had a nephew, Lord, in the name of Jesus that just passed. In the name of Jesus, and I'm asking you that you watch over their family, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, once again for everyone that's on this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you all our foregone, our precincts, our patients. Amen. We just thank you all for the truth and blessing. Amen. We're going to go back home to the corner, and we're going to ask first, is there any youth come on the line yet? Any youth on the line yet? Let me unmute everybody. And make sure everybody's unmuted. Is there any youth on the line at this time? Is there any youth on the line? If not, we ought to ask if there are any more adults that would like to make a presentation. If so, you may come forth at this time. Announce yourself. Amen, amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, amen, amen. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. Lord, we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. Let us cry our hearts afield with praise. We love you. Everybody, we love him, don't we? We love you.
Amen. Amen.
We love you, Lord, today. Lord, because you care for us. Oh, in such a special way. Lord, we praise you. Lord,
yes,
we
yes.
lift you up. Lord, we magnify your name.
Yes.
Oh, our mind, our soul belong to you. Because you died for us. We're back on Calvary.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we lift you up. And we magnify your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanksgiving. Oh, I just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. May you celebrate Thanksgiving Day with love in your heart, prosperous vision in your mind, and gratitude in your being. Blessings, blessings, and more blessings. That is my prayer for you. Happy Thanksgiving, and may God greatly bless you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone on the shout out? Is there anyone that can shout out? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Anybody want to shout out Happy Thanksgiving? It's all wonderful. Amen. Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Thanksgiving
to everyone. Yes, and y'all be blessed. Happy Thanksgiving.
Love y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Each and every one. Amen. And this time next Saturday, the Lord bless you. We'll be back. Amen. We'd love to have you be with us. Amen. Amen. What a privilege, a joy, and an honor to have you come and be a part. Amen. 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 On tomorrow evening, Minister Vivian. Amen. She'll be at the same number at same time. And on Friday, she's at 8 o'clock. Minister Janice, amen, at the same number. Amen. I want to say once again, God bless you and God keep you. And we do love
you.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Oh, we love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. Oh, because you care for us in such a special way. Lord, we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name.